Nagrada Saharova za svobodo misli se vsako leto podeli osebam, ki se borijo proti nestrpnosti, fanatizmu in zatiranju, ter zagovarjajo človekove pravice in svobodo izražanja. Nagrado Saharova podeljuje Evropski parlament.
Nagrada Saharov, San José de Apartado.
Gloria al sendero de paz, que abrió la luz brillante de la neutralidad. Vamos todos apoyados del uno con el otro, rescatando los valores de gran civilidad. Vamos todos adelante, con cariño y mucho amor, con los suyos y los nuestros, y toda la humanidad. Vamos todos adelante, con cariño y mucho amor, con los suyos y los nuestros, y toda la humanidad.
Vamos todos adelante. Gremo vsi naprej. Z veliko ljubezni, z vašimi in z našimi, ter s celotnim človeštvom. To je refren himne kolumbijske mirovne skupnosti San José de Apartado.
We had three proposals inside our group, but we discussed it and then the group decided to nominate or to propose San José de Apartado Peace Community as a candidate for Sakharov Prize.
To je Jürgen Klute, nemški evroposlanec in član Evropske združene levice, ki je to skupnost tudi nominirala za nagrado Saharov. Kaj točno pomeni, da gre za Comunidad da Paz, oziroma mirovno skupnost?
This is a very special policy of this community. It is called peace community. That means they are not dealing with the FARC, the guerrilla, on one hand, and on the other hand they don't deal with the paramilitaries and the military. They say we want to be independent from both sides of this armed conflict.
San José ima podporo številnih mednarodnih organizacij. Zakaj je torej pomemben angažma Evropskega parlamenta?
Yeah, they have support for a longer time, that's right, but during all this time they have been attacked by the government and paramilitaries and sometimes from the FARC too, several times again and again, and therefore they need more and continuously support by public events like the Sakharov Prize or a nomination for such kind of prize.
No, samo nominacija bo morala biti dovolj, saj danes že vemo, da je šla nagrada v roke drugih nominirancev. Čeprav v času našega pogovora s Klutejem to še ni bilo uradno znano.
We believe that even to be a candidate, to be one of the final three candidates for a community like the peace community, which is so representative of so many other communities also working in Colombia, it's a hugely important recognition for all those people, all those human rights defenders and communities working on these issues. So for us, even though they did not win the Sakharov Prize, we're very, very happy with the fact that they were nominated.
Tale pogovor je s predstavnico nevladne organizacije Peace Brigades International potekal po razglasitvi.
My name is Roisin Drury and I'm a representative of DBI Colombia in our Brussels office.
In kaj točno počnejo pri teh mirovniških brigadah oziroma PBI?
PBI is an organization which we've been working for 30 years in defense of human rights. We've been in Colombia for 16 years and have accompanied the peace community of San Jose since 1999.
Dobro, toda kakšna je njihova vloga v Kolumbiji oziroma natančneje v San Joseju samem?
PBI's accompaniment is centered on a non-interfering mode of accompaniment by international observers. So our objective is to allow the communities and human rights defenders that we accompany to carry out their work without worry about the risks and the threats that they face.
O kakšni nevarnosti pa govorimo?
Well, the peace community of San José de Apartado was founded in 1997. And in the years since its creation, since its foundation, the over 200 or nearly 200 members of the community have been killed. That's just to give you an idea of the kind of vulnerable situation that this community and others like them are in.
Zakaj pa je ta neutralna pozicija tako problematična?
The attacks that they had to endure have responded to the Colombian state's failure to recognize, to accept this position of neutrality, that the community could resist being really swapped into the armed conflict and taking sides. I think the expectation of the Colombian state has been that all the citizens have to take sides with the army.
To pa je predstavnica druge nevladne organizacije, ki igra podobno vlogo v vasi.
My name is Susana Pimiento and I am the director of action of the Fellowship of Reconciliation.
Za kakšno organizacijo pa gre?
We are an interfaith peace and justice organization, the oldest in the US. We are approaching our 100 year anniversary. And we in Colombia we maintain a permanent accompaniment program in the peace community, and that means that we keep a team of international observers, and is their presence deters attacks to the peace community.
Vlogi mednarodnih nevladnih organizacij lahko neposredno zoperstavimo vlogo ZDA.
Since 1999, the US has started this Plan Colombia, which is it was presented as part of the war on drugs, the huge package of military aid, possibly to eradicate illicit crops. But in the fact, what it has been is really has been excuse for militarization, and that money has fueled the armed conflict. That has been waged by the Colombian army and police and the leftist guerrillas, and also with the right wing death squads. It has been actually U.S. Military aid, all that money, that had really enabled the Colombian army to really carry out lots of atrocities. Colombia the worst records on human rights. The Colombian army has been involved in thousands of extrajudicial killings of innocent civilians. And that could not have happened without a U.S. With U.S. military assistance.
Seveda pa je kakršnakoli oblika oborožitve za skupnost popolnoma nesprejemljiva.
Well, the community is very clear on the fact that it does not enter into contact with armed actors. That's one of its main tools as a peace community, its neutrality and its absence of contact with these armed actors.
Navkljub temu se vedno znova pojavljajo obtožbe kolaborantstva z eno ali drugo stranjo.
These kind of defamatory statements have been very frequent over the years against the peace community. Unfortunately, that's part of a pattern that we see against many communities, many members of civil society, and many human rights defenders in Colombia who are trying to look at ways to defend human rights, to defend their own rights.
Pojavljajo se tudi obtožbe, da si prebivalci ustvarjajo nekakšno državo v državi, da se de facto odcepljajo od matične države.
All members of the community are Colombian citizens. They comply with the laws of Colombia. In no sense are they trying to engage in the creation of some kind of sovereign or independent territory. They are law-abiding community. They fulfill all their responsibilities as Colombian citizens, and in no way is this an issue of sovereignty.
Poleg pacifizma imajo pa tudi precej definitivne poglede na to, kako naj bi potekala pravična razdelitev dobrin v družbi.
They are also engaged in different projects with regard to sustainable development. They harvest cocoa, which they then trade with in the framework of fair trade to Germany. They also have many other projects that they have had over the course of the year. So yes, that's definitely a key part of their project also.
Kaj pa je ta univerza malih kmetov, ki so jo ustanovili?
The Small Farmers University, that it is a space for learning and for also dealing with advancing their activities in terms of agriculture and production, and also of implementing a model of life that it is that is alternative, that really relies, that in a way it really counters the market based economy, that they are self sufficient and also grow their own food and based also on it's basically a cooperative model.
Tako se paralele z gibanji zasedimo svojo finančno četrt ponujajo kar same.
I think there are some links. They are very interested in organizing social justice, and they are engaged to produce primarily for the people they are working in this place. And they are very strong focused on democratic procedures. I think especially the last issue is a strong link to the Occupy movement.
Ob vsem poudarjanju pomena neutralnosti in nenasilja se zato včasih pozabi na te druge aspekte življenja v San Joseju.
This whole other part is what their path of life, you know, the way how the model of production and consumption that they choose to adopt, and how they had also, they are very critical of this market-based economy, and the fact that and they see that they see really threatened by it as much as by the war.
Primerjava tržnega gospodarskega sistema z vojno seveda marsikomu ni tuja in bo, kot kaže, trenutna situacija pred borzo ostala popularna tema še v prihodnje. Prebivalcem San Joseja pa tudi poraz pred Evropskim parlamentom ne more vzeti tega, kar imajo. Poleg tega pa pomen nominacije ostaja nedvomen, tudi v Kolumbiji.
The nomination of a prestigious human rights award is very important. It gives them legitimacy, and in Colombia for the first time it has been reported the news of the nomination for the first time it has portrayed the peace community, it has been portrayed in a very positive light.
Gloria al sendero de paz que abrió la luz brillante de la neutralidad. Vamos todos apoyados del uno con el otro, rescatando los valores de gran civilidad. Vamos todos adelante con cariño y mucho amor, con los suyos y los nuestros y toda la humanidad. Vamos todos adelante con cariño y mucho amor, con los suyos y los nuestros y toda la humanidad.
Mirovna prizadevanja prebivalcev San Joseja je raziskovala Maja.
Nagrada Saharova za svobodo misli se vsako leto podeli osebam, ki se borijo proti nestrpnosti, fanatizmu in zatiranju, ter zagovarjajo človekove pravice in svobodo izražanja. Nagrado Saharova podeljuje Evropski parlament.